The American strategy in Iraq is based on training and equipping Iraqi security forces. The Iraqi army now has more than 113,000 trained soldiers, but that's only half the story. The Iraqis are still developing what's called a logistics base, creating the supply chain that will provide their soldiers with bullets, spare parts, uniforms, even field kitchens. For now, the U.S. military and private contractors are largely providing that service. NPR's Tom Bowman traveled to the Iraqi army's supply depot just north of Baghdad to check on progress there.
There's an old saying in the military: amateurs talk tactics, professionals talk logistics. If the Iraqis are ever able to stand on their own, it will likely depend on what happens at this sprawling and dusty supply base called the Taji National Depot. There are row upon row of vehicles, American trucks, British armored cars, Russian tanks. Warehouses are stocked with uniforms and helmets. Bullets and machine guns are piled high in another, tucked inside dark green wooden boxes.
Well, over here we have PKM machine guns. They come from various countries. And it's 7.62 by 54 is the caliber.
Captain David Chandler is an Army officer from New York. He's the officer in charge of weapons and ammunition at Taji. Chandler will continue his duties until Iraqis can pick up the slack. The Iraqis have about 330 personnel here, but they need nearly 1,300. The Americans say they won't reach that level until sometime next spring. There are other challenges, too. One of the top Iraqi officers here, Colonel Mazir, says he also needs more heavy equipment to move supplies.
We need at least 25 additional trucks, beyond the 6 trucks that we have right now. We also have problems with the forklifts. When they break, we contact the company, and they say we need to get spare parts from Jordan.
This is the way it's supposed to work. Iraqi military units come here to pick up their supplies of armored vehicles, AK-47s, bullets, and uniforms. So far, only a small percentage of the 10 Iraqi divisions can handle the job. Lieutenant Colonel Ken Kirkpatrick is the senior American advisor here.
And about 20% of the Iraqi divisions are able to come here to pick up their own supplies and equipment, and that's largely due to their close proximity here to the Taji National Depot.
For the Iraqi Army units that don't live close by, the Americans are paying $450 million for contractors to move the supplies and other equipment. Kirkpatrick says once that contract ends next March, the Iraqis will have to pay to renew the contract, or they will have to do it themselves. The issue is not just a lack of personnel and trucks. There is also the reality of the violence along the roads.
Part of the transportation issue is the counterinsurgency fight and condition safety security along the routes.
Major Earl Mack III is an advisor here for one of the success stories, the motor transport regiment that is now supplying the Iraqi 6th Army Division in Baghdad. The transport unit has been operating on its own for 4 months now.
They do go out on the missions by themselves, so the Americans, we no longer have to go out with them. We help them with all the mission planning. When it's time to execute the mission, they go by themselves.
Max said his goal is to work himself out of a job, but he's not there yet.
We always need some type of coalition oversight over them just to make sure those processes remain in place. But other than that, we don't need the day-to-day necessary supervision.
Recently, the top American commander in Iraq, General George Casey, predicted that the Iraqi security forces would need very little help from the Americans within the next year to 18 months. But he said achieving that goal would depend on a number of factors. Chief among them is Iraqi logistics. At the edge of the Taji base sits a stack of anti-aircraft guns from the Saddam era, their barrels pointed harmlessly toward the sky. Nearby, flatbed trucks unload brand-new Chevy Silverados. Who knows how long they will sit here before they will be used by Iraqi soldiers at their bases. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Baghdad.